peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主赐给我们新的一年。
We thank the Lord for this new year.
在去年最后一次聚会的时候，我们弟兄激励我们要能够抓住这个机会。
In the very last Sunday, our brother has encouraged us to take hold of the opportunity.
Sunday of last year.
Oh, Sunday of last year.
And the first, 第一个主日的时候，我们弟兄又鼓励我们要答应主的呼召。
The first Sunday of this year, the brothers has encouraged us to answer to the calling of the Lord.
弟兄们交通到主的呼召乃是要我们进入他的自己。
The brothers have shared that to answer the calling of the Lord is
to enter into himself. 要来与主一同负轭。
That we need to take his yoke.
要成为神的家。
And to become his house.
要起来做一个得胜者。
To rise up to become an overcomer.
今天早晨我要继续弟兄们的负担，讲到神呼召我们来进入他的自己。
And this morning I'd like to continue the brother's burden and to share upon possessing the Lord.
我们读生命记第十一章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy 11.
生命记第十一章。
Deuteronomy 11.
我们要从第十节读到十二节。
We will read from verse 10 to 12.
翻到以后我们弟兄们一同同声的来读。
Let's read in unison.
你们要进去得为业的那地，本不像你出来的埃及地，你在那里撒种，用脚浇灌，像浇灌菜园一样。你们要过去得为业的那地，乃是有山有谷、雨水滋润之地，是耶和华你神所眷顾的。从岁首到年终，耶和华你神的眼目时常看顾那地。好，我们读生命记第九章。
Deuteronomy chapter 9.
第一节到第三节。
Verse 1, 2, 3.
以色列啊，你当听，你今日要过约旦河，进去赶出比你强大的国民，得着广大坚固、高得顶天的城邑。那名是亚纳族的人，又大又高，是你所知道的。也曾听见有人指着他们说，谁能在亚纳族人面前站立得住呢？你今日当知道，耶和华你的神在你面前过去，如同烈火，要灭绝他们，将他们制服在你面前。这样你就要照耶和华所说的赶出他们，使他们速速灭亡。约书亚记第一章。
Joshua chapter 1.
Joshua chapter 1, verse 3. 我们从第二节开始，一直读到第三节。
We will read verse 2 and 3.
我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来和众百姓过这约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列人的地去，把你们脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了。我们再读第五节。
Verse 5。
你平生的日子，并无一人能在你面前站立得住。我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。我们再读第九节。
Verse 9.
我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊惶。因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。我们再有一点祷告。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
主，我们何等感谢你，能够让我们在你的饼杯的面前来享受你的自己。
Lord, how we thank you that we're able to enjoy yourself before the table you spread for us.
我们能够在地上这样欢喜的能够聚在主的面前。
We can gather so joyfully on earth.
是你极大的恩典。
It is because of your grace.
主啊，我们也把下面的时间来交在主的面前。
We also commit the following time before the Lord.
你把新的一个年日赐给我们。
You have given us a brand new year.
我们求你在新的年日里面，主啊，你的旨意在我们众人的身上都能成就。
We pray that your will be done on all of us in this new year.
因此我们愿意来听主的话。
Therefore, we want to hear your voice.
好叫我们知道如何来跟随我们的主。
So that we will know how to follow you.
我们都交在主的面前。
We commit all of us to the Lord.
求圣灵来帮助我们。
May the Holy Spirit help us.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们感谢神，我们的神是一个说话的神。
We thank God that our God is a speaking God.
因此神在历世历代里面也向他的百姓说了许多的话。
Therefore, he has spoken many words to his people throughout the ages.
早晨我想让弟兄姊妹来思想一个问题。
This morning, I'd like for you to consider a question.
就是我们的神对这个世界和世界的王，他有没有什么话要说？
And that is, does our God have a word for this world and for the king of this world?
我们都知道神对他的百姓有许多的话要说。
We know that God has many words for his children.
对于这个世界的王，我们的神有没有什么话要说的呢？
But as for the king of this world, does God also have a word for him?
如果我们读出埃及记的时候，
If we read the book of Exodus,
我们就能够发现我们的神对世界和世界的王也有一句话要说。
Then we will discover that our God also have a word for the king of this world.
我们的神对这个世界和世界的王只有一个信息。
Our Lord only has one message for this world and the king of this world.
而这一个信息，我们的神在出埃及记向世界和世界的王一共说了九次。
And our God has spoken this message to this world and the king of this world 9 times in the book of Exodus.
我们的神对这个世界的王只有一篇信息。
Our Lord only has one message for the king of this world.
而这篇信息就是容我的百姓去。
And the message is, let my people go.
一共有九次我们的神向这世界上的王说，容我的百姓去。
9 times our Lord has spoken to the king of this world, let my people go.
这是神唯一对这个世界的信息。
This is the only message for this world.
但愿神的百姓也能够听到这些话。
May the people of the Lord also hear this message.
我们的神在这个时间的里面一再一再向这个世界的王来呼吁。
Our God continues to call out to the king of this world again and again.
容我的百姓去。
Let my people go.
弟兄姊妹，你和我今天能不能够听到这一个信息？
My sisters, have you and I heard this message this morning?
也许我们常常觉得是我们自己的软弱，所以我们不能来侍奉神。
Oftentimes, we just credit to our own weakness that we cannot serve God.
但是这个背后其实有一个更大的一个权势。
But behind all this, there is a greater authority.
就是世界和世界的王不让我们去。
That is, this world and the king of this world will not let us go.
我们要认识不是单是我们个人的软弱。
We need to understand it is not just our weaknesses.
后面有一个极大的权势。
And there is a greater reign behind this.
这个权势是世界和世界的王。
And the sovereignty is belong to this world and the king of this world.
他不愿意让神的百姓去侍奉神。
He doesn't want the people of God to go and serve God.
因此我们需要听见我们神的呼声。
Therefore, we need to hear the cry of our God.
让我的百姓去。
Let my people go.
当法老听见以色列要出去的时候，
When Pharaoh heard that the Israelites are going to leave,
法老就想出了一个办法。
He thought up a way.
不让神的百姓去。
And he will not let the people go.
以色列人那个时候是为法老做砖的。
The Israelites were making bricks for Pharaoh.
做砖需要两个材料。
And to make bricks, you need 2 materials.
你需要有那个粘土。
You need to have clay.
你需要有草。
You need to have straw.
把草和粘土混在一起，以色列人就能够做砖。
When you combine clay with straw, then you can make bricks.
法老就告诉以色列人
And Pharaoh told the Israelites,
从今天开始我不给你们草
From now on, I will not give you any straw.
但是每天你该做的那个树木那个砖的数目仍然要做出来
But you still need to make the same amount of bricks every day.
因此以色列人就没有办法
And so、Israelites were out of ways.
他们散到埃及全地去找那个碎秸
And they scattered throughout the land of Egypt to look for stubble and straw.
然后把那个碎秸拿来当作草
And they take the stubbles and use it as straw.
因此他们每天、工作的时间增加了
And this will increase their daily labor.
把他们所有的时间都占满了。
It occupied all their time.
他们才能够做出原来他们应该做的那个砖的数目。
So that they can produce the same amount of brick as was demanded before.
不但他们不能出去侍奉神。
Not only they cannot go out to serve God.
他们连想那个侍奉神的时间都没有。
They don't even have time to consider to serve God.
这是法老的诡计。
And this is the device of Pharaoh.
法老并不是要更多的砖。
Pharaoh doesn't need more bricks.
法老只要同样数目的砖就好了。
He only needs the same amount of bricks as before.
但是法老要我们花掉我们一切的时间来做同样数目的砖。
But he wants to use up all your time to make the same amount of bricks.
是法老要让我们的所有的时间都浪费在那个找那个那个碎秸的那个事情上。
He wants to waste all your time in searching for more stubbles.
弟兄姊妹，我们在地上劳苦，不过是做砖。
My sister, we labor in this world just to make bricks.
而且无论我们劳苦的时间有多长，我们做的砖的数目仍然是一样。
No matter how much time you spend in making these bricks, you still make the same amount of bricks.
要我们用尽我们所有的时间。
But Pharaoh wants to use up all your time.
让我们在埃及遍地来寻找那个碎秸。
So that you will have to search throughout all the land of Egypt to look for stubbles.
把我们每一分钟都占满了。
He wants to occupy every minute of your time.
让我们没有办法来侍奉神。
That you will have no time to serve God.
甚至没有时间来思想侍奉神的事。
Even to the point that you have no time to consider serving God.
因此我们的神一再在那里呼吁。
Therefore, our God called out again and again.
他说容我的百姓去。
Let my people go.
神的百姓离开了埃及
God's people left Egypt
到了约书亚记的时候
And as they come to the time of come to the book of Joshua
他们总算到了约旦河边
They finally came to the side of River Jordan
过了那个约旦河
Once they crossed the Jordan
就是神应许他们的应许之地
It will be the promised land that God has promised them
在他们要过约旦河之前
And before they crossed the Jordan,
神对约书亚和以色列百姓说了一些话。
And God spoke some words to Joshua and the sons of Israel.
说你们要过去得业的那个地啊。
He says you need to cross over to take possession of the land.
那个地不像埃及。
The land is not like the land of Egypt.
那个地是有山有谷的。
And because there are valleys and there's hills in the land.
埃及是没有山没有谷的。
In Egypt, there is no hills, there is no valley.
埃及就像我们 Houston 一样。
Egypt is very much like Houston.
啊，是一个很大很大的一个平原的。
It's a great flat land.
有一条尼罗河灌溉这个埃及的平原。
There is a river Nile that runs through it to water the land.
但是这个应许之地是不一样的。
But the promised land is different.
应许地有山有谷。
There are hills and valley in the promised land.
那个农作物要靠什么水来灌溉呢
？And where would you get your water to water the vegetation?
要靠雨水从天而降。
You need to rely upon the rain that falls from heaven.
所以神说以色列人啊，你们去的地方和从前埃及的地方是不一样的。
And so God told the Israelites, the land you're about to enter is different than the land you're accustomed to.
从前你所仰望的水是从地上来的。
Formerly, the water you rely upon comes from the land.
将来你所仰望的水是从天上而来的。
In the future, the water you depend upon is from heaven.
这是完全不同的。
This is completely different.
你进到迦南以后，
After you enter into the land of Canaan,
不能像从前住在埃及那个时候一样。
You cannot live the way as you lived in Egypt.
在埃及的时候，你要水的时候，你就去用脚踩那个水就可以上来。
In Egypt, when you need water, you use your feet, and then you can pump up the water.
但是在迦南地的时候，你要仰望神，神要把雨水从天而降。
But in the land of Canaan, you need to look up to God to give you the water from heaven.
但是神说那一块那是神所眷顾的。
But this is the land that God cares.
从岁首到年终，耶和华你神的眼目时常看顾这个地。
From the beginning of the year till the end, God's eye is often upon this land.
我们都很盼望神来看顾我们。
We often want God to watch over us.
但是最好的一个方式，
But the best way,
乃是我们能够进到那块地里面，
is for us to enter into that land.
因为那一块地是神所看顾的。
Because that is the land which God cares.
从岁首一直到年终，神的眼目在这一块的地的上面。
The eyes of the Lord are always on it from the beginning, even to the end of the year.
这一块地就是代表耶稣基督。
And this land is represent our Lord Jesus Christ.
从岁首一直到年终。
From the beginning, even till the end of the year.
耶和华的眼目乃是在他儿子的身上。
The eyes of our Lord is upon his son.
因此如果我们能够住在耶稣基督的里面，
Therefore, if we're able to live in Jesus Christ,
神的眼目就眷顾着我们。
Then God's eye will be upon you.
弟兄姊妹，难怪诗人说这一句话。
No wonder the psalmist says,
他说我们的好处不在你的以外。
That we have no goodness outside of you.
如果你看到今天的那个迦南地的地图，
If you look at the maps of the land of Canaan,
今天那个巴勒斯坦的那个地图，
You look at the land of Palestine,
西边是大海，
On the west is the sea,
北边、东边、南边都是敌人。
On the north, east, and south, they're surrounded by enemies.
的好处不在那个以外的。
There's nothing good outside of it.
离开那个地，
As soon as you leave that land,
向左边是大海，
You go towards the left, is you encounter the sea.
北边、东边、南边都是仇敌。
You go to the north, east, and south, you enter into enemy territory.
今天我们也是一样。
Today it is the same with us.
今天我们只能够住在耶稣基督的里面。
Today we can only dwell in Jesus Christ.
离开了耶稣基督，
When you leave Christ,
不是死亡就是仇敌。
You will encounter death or enemy.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
这就是约书亚记告诉我们的。
This is what Joshua tells us.
神在约旦河以前告诉以色列的百姓。
And this is what God has told the Israelites before they cross over to Jordan.
这是我要你们去的地方。
This is a place I want you to be.
但是神又告诉他们，
But the Lord also tells them,
哦，这个地方啊，有仇敌的。
There are enemies in this land.
这个地方呢，有亚纳族的。
And there are the Anakins lives in this land.
不但有亚纳族啊，
Not only the Anakins.
他们还是高大的。
They're also great.
他们的城呢，那个城的高度通天一样啊。
Their cities are fortified to heaven.
他有这样的话说，谁能够在亚纳族人面前站立得住呢？
And there are words that says, who can stand before the sons of Anak?
如果神要我们进入这块地，
If God wants us to enter into this land,
那为什么神要把这样的仇敌摆在应许之地上？
Why is it God allows such great enemies to live on this land?
为什么神不能把这些仇敌都除去以后，让我们住在那块地上？
Why didn't God remove all the enemies and then we can enter and live in this land?
我想神有一个心意。
I believe God has a will.
一方面我们要得到那一块地作为我们的产业。
On one hand, we need to possess the land to become our inheritance.
但是另外一方面，神也要得到一个产业。
On the other hand, God also desires to receive a possession.
神要得到的产业就是我们。
And God desires to possess us.
神怎么样能够得着我们做产业？
How can he gain us as an inheritance?
就是有一天我们能够向神，
That is one day we will be like him.
如果我们像神，神就得着一个产业。
If we become like him, then God has gained his inheritance.
像我们这样的人，怎么可能像神？
People like us, how can we be like God?
我们是硬着颈项的人。
We are stiff-necked people.
我们是悖逆的一般人。
We are rebellious people.
我们怎么可能像神？
How can we be like God?
有一个方式。
There is one way.
就是经过征战。
That is through battle.
所以神把亚纳族人摆在那里。
And therefore, God had put Anakim there.
让我们经历那个征战。
That we can go through the battles.
经过这个征战。
After we go through the battles,
我们里面就认识了神。
We will know our God.
我们就看见了神。
We will see our God.
弟兄姊妹，约翰一书告诉我们，什么时候我们看见了神，我们就要像他。
Brother and sister, First John tells us, whenever we see God, we will be like him.
因此，经过征战以后，我们里面就有一点像神。
Therefore, after warfare, we will have, we will possess a little bit of his character.
神的性情。在我们的身上就被组织起来。
His characters will be organized in us.
因此，经过许多的征战以后
，Therefore, after many battles,
神就在我们的身上得到了一个产业。
God will gain His inheritance in us.
这是为什么要有征战
？This is why we need to go through battles.
因此，当摩西死了以后
，Therefore, after Moses died,
耶稣呀，就承受了这个责任。
Joshua took on this responsibility
要带领以色列人过约旦河
to lead the Israelites to cross over to cross Jordan
在前面有许多的征战
and he will be faced with many battles
而这些征战都是必须的
and these are all necessary battles
在他们要过约旦河之前
before they cross Jordan
神对约书亚讲了几句话
and God spoke some words to Joshua
神给约书亚三个应许
and God promised him three things
这也是早晨我们需要交通的一个重点。
And these are the important points that we will fellowship this morning.
今天我们就像当初的以色列人一样。
Today we're just like the former Israelites.
神给我们一个呼召，要过约旦河。
God has called us to cross over this Jordan.
前面有许多的征战。
There are many battles that waits for us.
因此，神给我们三个应许。
Therefore, God gave us three promises.
是给每一个过约旦河的人。
And the promises are good for all who will cross over Jordan.
这也是给今天我们每一个愿意接受呼召的人。
And these promises are also good for each one of us who's willing to receive his calling.
如果早晨我们接受了这个呼召
if this morning you accept this calling,
这三个应许就是属于我们的。
Then these three promises belongs to you.
好，第一个呼召，第一个应许。
The first promise.
他说：“凡你脚掌所踏之地。”我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们。
Every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given it to you just as I have spoke to Moses.
当我们要去这个征战的时候
，Before we go into battle,
神没有说我们没有遇到难处。
God didn't tell us that you will not encounter difficulties.
神也没有告诉我们，我们这个人会有怎么样的一个成功。
God did not tell us how much success you will have.
但是神告诉我们，脚掌所踏的那个地方就要赐给我们。
But God says, every place on which the sole of your foot treads, He will give it to you.
弟兄姊妹，这个属灵的征战乃是在我们的实际的经历的上面。
But sisters, spiritual battle depends upon our real experience.
你的脚掌一定要踏到那个地上。
Your foot must step on the land.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有去过大峡谷？
Brother and sister, have you ever been to Grand Canyon?
你有没有看过大峡谷的照片
？Have you ever seen pictures of Grand Canyon?
弟兄姊妹，看大峡谷的照片和去大峡谷有没有差别
？Is there any difference between looking at the pictures of Grand Canyon and also or to be there?
我很早以前就看了大峡谷的照片。
I have seen the pictures of Grand Canyon many, many years ago.
我觉得这个地方实在是太壮观了。
I felt that this is such a grand place.
但是有一天，当我的脚掌踏到那个地上的时候
，But one day when my foot stepped onto that Grand Canyon,
我用我自己的眼睛看见那个大峡谷的时候
，I used my own eyes to see this Grand Canyon.
我觉得照片实在是没有办法把那个大峡谷的真实的情形能够让我知道。
I felt that the pictures cannot depict the real Grand Canyon to me.
弟兄姊妹，脚掌需要踏在那个地方。
Brother and sister, you need to place your foot there.
属灵的事，所有属灵的事都需要有生活的经历。
And all spiritual matters requires our life experience.
没有生活的经历就不成为一个真实。
Without life experience, it will not become a reality to you.
当我们经历了那个属灵的真实以后，那块地才是我们的。
When you experience that spiritual reality, then that land belongs to you.
在圣经的里面，主给我们许许多多宝贵的话。
In the Bible, God has given us many precious words.
那个话是不是我们属灵的一个实际？
Are those words your spiritual reality?
就看我们的脚是不是踏在那句话的上面。
It depends upon whether or not you have placed your foot upon those words.
最近我们常常提到一句话。
Recently, we often mention something.
他说应当一无挂虑。
That we need to be anxious for, we should not be anxious for anything.
只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God.
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在耶稣基督里保守你们的心怀意念。
And the peace of God which surpasses all understanding, all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
这是主的话。
This is the word of God.
我们的脚有没有踏在这句话的上面？
But have you placed your foot upon these words?
当我们的脚掌踏在这句话的上面，
When the soles of your foot are placed upon these words,
这句话就是我们的。
Then these words belongs to you.
什么时候我们把脚踏在这句话的上面？
Whenever you put your foot on these words,
就是我们遇见难处的时候。
That is the time you have encountered difficulty.
当我们开始挂虑的时候。
When you began to worry.
当仇敌来攻击我们的时候。
When the enemy begins to attack you,
这个时候我们的脚要拿起来。
And this is how you need to lift up your feet.
我们要踏在这个话的上面。
You need to place your foot upon this word.
我们要说主，这是你自己的话。
You need to say to the Lord, Lord, these are your words.
今天我要把我的脚踏在这个话的上面。
And today I place the sole of my foot upon this word.
应当一无挂虑。
That we will be anxious for nothing.
因此我就能够把这个事借着祷告带到主的面前。
And so through prayers and supplications, I can bring this matter before God.
然后我们就可以经历这一节圣经。
And then we can experience the following verse.
然后经历神所赐的那个平安。
And to experience the peace that God grants us.
但愿在新的一年的里面。
May this new year.
我们都把脚拿起来。
That we will all lift up our feet.
用我们的脚来踏这些话。
And place the sole of foot upon these words.
当我们遇见困难的时候，
When we encounter difficulties,
不要用我们的心思，
Do not use your minds.
用我们的脚，
Use your feet.
踏出那一步，
Take the step.
我记得在2003年的时候，
I remember in year 2003.
我们在苏格兰的弟兄姊妹在考虑一件事。
The brother and sister who lives in Sugarland were considering one thing.
那个时候啊，我们已经知道在表列的弟兄姊妹有晨祷。
And at that time, we already knew that the brother sister that lives in Bel Air area has morning prayer meetings.
而且他们已经晨祷好多年。
And they've been praying for many years.
最少那个时候他们有五年，可能更久。
At that time, they have already been praying on Saturday morning for 5 years.
所以我们弟兄姊妹们啊，心里也很羡慕。
And so the brother and sister who live in Sugarland also were very envious.
同时我们也知道在 Katie 的弟兄姊妹呢，他们有他们的礼拜三的祷告。
At the same time, we know the brother and sister who lives in Katie have Wednesday night prayer meetings.
他们的聚会呢，也那个时候也开始了一段时间。
They have also been doing so for quite some time.
我们也知道有一些弟兄们早晨在这个 Building One 也有祷告。
We also know some brothers have prayer meetings on Building One on Saturday mornings.
那个时候我们里面呢就有一点羡慕。
And so now we have some envious feeling in our hearts.
那能不能在苏格兰的地方呢也有一个晨祷？
Can we also have a morning prayer meetings in Sugarland?
哎，但是想来想去啊，觉得好像很困难。
We considered, we felt it was very difficult.
想到礼拜五晚上。聚会回去的时候时间很晚。
We consider that Friday night, by the time we get home, it's already very late.
然后想到这个礼拜六是大家唯一可以睡懒觉的一个天。
And Saturday is the only day that we can all sleep in.
所以我们里面呢觉得有点软弱。
And so we felt a little bit weak towards this decision.
好像这个脚啊，提不起来。
It seems like we're unable to lift up our feet.
好像那个脚呢，跨不出去。
We could not take that step forward.
所以其实我们交通这个事情啊，交通了很久。
We have been sharing about this matter for a long time.
交通来，交通去。
We consider and consider it.
总是觉得这个脚啊，踏不出去啊。
We always felt that we cannot take that step forward.
啊，后来要。大概也是主的恩典吧。
And later, by the grace of God.
后来在2003年啊，终于开始了晨祷。
In year 2003, we finally began the morning prayer meeting.
感谢主，这个脚踏出去以后啊。
We thank the Lord as soon as we step out.
这个礼拜六早上的时间呢，神就把我们赎回来了。
And God redeemed the time for us on Saturday morning.
这现在5年过去了。
Now it's been 5 years.
箴言读了两遍。
We read Proverbs twice.
诗篇读了一遍。
We read Psalm once.
然后其他的圣经又开始再读。
We began to read other scriptures.
感谢主，当那个脚掌踏到前面去的时候。
We thank the Lord when you are willing to take that step forward.
那个地呢，就神就赐给我们了。
God will grant that land to you.
5年下来，弟兄姊妹继续的来参加聚会。
After 5 years, the brother and sister continue to come to this meeting.
礼拜六早晨在一起有一点的交通，有常常都有祷告。
On Saturday morning, we will have some fellowship and then we pray.
在2006年的时候
，In year 2006,
我们又有一点想法。
We have another thought.
有一些弟兄们觉得需要弟兄要有一点交通。
We felt the brothers should have some.Time of fellowship.
这个哪里有时间？
How can you find the time?
弟兄们都很忙啊。
All the brothers are very busy.
平常都要上班。
They all have to go to work.
我们也谈了一段时间。
So we discussed for a while.
后来啊，总算我们就决定了，弟兄们有一个交通祷告的聚会。
Later on, we finally decided upon a brothers' fellowship meeting.
就从2006年的时候。
So from Year 2006.
雪格兰开始了弟兄的交通聚会。
And we began a brother sharing meeting in Sugar Land.
本来是野心很大，一个月两次。
In the beginning, we were ambitious. We wanted to have twice a month.
后来走一走呢，走不动。
We walked for a while. We couldn't make it.
变成一个月一次。
And we changed it to once a month.
但是到现在呢，那个聚会还是维持下来。
But now we still continue to have this meeting.
神仍然把那个时间赐给了弟兄们。
Again, God has granted that time to the brethren.
现在到2009年。
Now in year 2009.
显然弟兄姊妹又有一点想法。
And the brothers in Sugarland have another thought.
想再跨一步。
They want to take another step forward.
那这一步是什么呢？
And what would be the step?
是希望在苏格兰有一个家庭聚会。
They want to have a family meeting in Sugar Land.
所以我们仍然在交通，在祷告当中。
Again, we are now discussing and fellowshipping.
希望如果主许可的话。
If God allows.
我们再往前再跨一步。
We will take another step forward.
二月以后，我们可以有一个家庭的聚会。
That after February, we will begin a family meeting.
我们感谢主，在2005年的时候，西北区的弟兄姊妹有一个祷告聚会。
We thank God in 2005, the brothers and sisters who live in the Northwest have their meetings.
弟兄姊妹，如果你还没有参加与弟兄姊妹这样的一个交通祷告。
Brothers and sisters, if you have not yet attend any kind of these district meetings,
也许主呼召你。
Maybe God will call out to you.
要把你的脚抬起来。
That you need to lift up your feet.
要踏出那一步。
To take that step forward.
因为脚掌所踏之地。
Because everywhere the sole of your feet is placed on,
就要赐给我们。
God will give it to you as your possession.
如果我们脚不踏出这一步，
if you do not take that step,
那地永远不是我们的。
The land will never become yours.
这是第一个应许。
This is the first promise.
脚掌所踏之地，
and every place on which the sole of your foot trips,
我们的神要照着他应许摩西的话来赐给我们。
God will give it to us as He has promised to Moses.
第二个应许
The second promise
乃是在约书亚记第一章
is found in Joshua chapter 1
第五节
verse 5
他说你平生的日子必无一人能在你面前站立得住。
No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life.
这是一个极宝贵的应许。
This is a very precious promise.
因为在迦南地有那个亚纳族。
Because in the land of Canaan, there are the sons of Anak.
亚纳族又大又高。
And these are great and tall people.
没有人能够在亚纳族的人的面前站立得住。
No one can stand before the sons of Anak.
但是神给我们一个宝贵的应许。
But God has given us a promise, a precious promise.
就是说没有人能够在我们面前站立得住。
That is, no one can stand before you.
这是极大的一件事。
This is a tremendous thing.
一方面，那个亚纳族的确是又大又高。
On one hand, the sons of Anak are great and tall people.
但是另外一方面，神已经告诉我们了，他们在我们面前不能站立得住。
Yet on the other hand, God has already promised us that these people would not be able to stand before you.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人在我们面前的路程上都会有难处的。
Brothers and sisters, for each one of us, we will encounter difficulties.
每一个人都不例外。
And there's no exception to the rule.
在我们走路的过程都会有艰难。
While you walk, you will encounter difficulties.
唯一的不同就是我们对这个艰难的一个态度。
The only difference is your attitude in facing these difficulties.
面对这个艰难，我们只有两个态度。
As you face these difficulties, there's only two attitudes.
一个是要胜过它。
One is to overcome it.
一个是绕过它。
One is to go the roundabout way.
只有这两个方式。
There's only two methods.
你要不然就是胜过它。
One way is to overcome it.
要不然你就绕过它。
Or you can go around it.
第一次以色列人面临这个难处的时候。
The first time the Israelites encountered difficulties.
以色列人选择去绕过它。
The Israelites choose to go around it.
一绕就是38年。
And they go around and wasted 38 years.
弟兄姊妹，不能够绕的。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot go the roundabout way.
这个难处在我们面前是不能去绕的。
You cannot go around the
difficulty. 你一定要胜过它。
You have to overcome it.
在四世纪里面，在四世纪的时代有一句话说，大道无人能行，都是绕道而行。
In the book of Judges, there's a word that says,that there is no one who can walk on the highways because all the travelers go roundabout.
为什么要绕道?
Why do they go roundabout ways?
因为不愿意面对这个艰难。
Because they don't want to face the difficulties.
如果不肯来面对这个难处。
If you're unwilling to face your difficulties,
我们就绕道了。
Then you have to go the roundabout way.
我们就浪费我们的年日了。
You will waste your years.
属灵的道路是直线的。
The spiritual path is straight.
这个道路上是有艰难的。
But you will encounter difficulties.
这个道路上是有耶利哥城的。
You have to go through the city of Jericho.
这个道路上是有爱城的。
You have to go through the city of Ai.
这个道路上会遇见五个王来打仗的。
And you will face the five kings who join to fight against you.
你这个道路是没有办法不经过耶利哥的。
And this way will not go around Jericho.
你需要经过耶利哥。
You have to go through it.
你不可能绕过它的。
You cannot go around it.
那我们怎么办?
Then what do you do?
这个仗是必须要打的。
You have to fight the battle.
这个征战是必须的。
And this battle is necessary.
我们不能绕过。
We cannot go around it.
那怎么办呢?
What do you do?
感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
从约书亚记里面让我们看见这是有一个秘诀的。
From the book of Joshua, we see that there is a secret.
这个征战的得胜是有一个秘密的。
And there is a secret to winning the battle.
而这个秘诀就是顺服。
And the secret is to be obedient.
当我们顺服在神的面前。
When we obey our God,
耶利哥就倒塌下来了。
City of Jericho will fall down.
耶利哥是这样的一个大的城。
Jericho is such a fortified city.
耶利哥是这样的一个雄伟的一个地方。
Jericho is such a grand place.
里面的人是这样的高大。
And the people in there are so arrogant.
但是以色列人胜过他们是因为他们的顺服。
But the Israelites can overcome them due to their obedience to
God. 弟兄姊妹，常常我们不能过耶利哥。
But sister, oftentimes we cannot go through Jericho.
因为我们心里面不肯顺服。
Because we're unwilling to yield to God.
我们一天不顺服在神的面前。
If we do not yield to God one day,
耶利哥就站在那个地方。
Then the city of Jericho will remain that one day.
挡在我们的面前。
It will block our ways.
成为我们属灵成长的一个障碍。
It becomes an obstacle to our spiritual growth.
弟兄姊妹，神呼召我们。
Brother, sister, God calls out to you.
要得这个耶利哥城。
To possess, take possession of Jericho.
怎么能够得胜耶利哥城？
How can you take possession of Jericho?
就是在主的面前说，主，我顺服下来。
It is to tell God, Lord, I yield myself.
当我们顺服了神，
When we obey God,
耶利哥的城就倒下来了。
The city of Jericho will crumble down.
弟兄，这是神给我们的呼召。
Brother and sister, this is the calling God gives to you today.
神常常向他的百姓呼召。
God often calls out to His children.
但是我们是硬着颈项的。
But we are stiff-necked people.
因此我们不愿意顺服。
And therefore we don't want to obey.
我们在神的面前挣扎。
We struggle before God.
我们清清楚楚知道神的心意。
We know exactly God's will.
但是我们心里面不愿意顺服。
But we're unwilling to yield.
因此耶利哥仍然在我们的面前。
And that's why the city of Jericho still stands before you.
我们也不能绕过去。
We could not go around it.
因此我们就停留在那个地方。
And we stand still.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
在新的一年的里面
In this new year,
神呼召我们
God calls out to you
他说平生的日子没有一个人可以在你的面前站立得住
He says in all the days of your life no one will be able to stand before you
当我们自己倒下的时候
When we fall down
所有的难处都倒下了
All the difficulties also fall down
当我们顺服的时候
When we yield
那个耶利哥城就倒下了
Then the city of Jericho crumbles.
我们就从它的前面就过去了。
And we can walk through it.
弟兄姊妹，神的应许实在是宝贵。
Brother and sister, God's promise is truly precious.
为什么他说没有一个人能够站立得住？
Why did he say that no one is able to stand before you?
因为神告诉我们。
Because God tells us.
他说耶和华你的神在你的面前已经过去了。
He says, because I have already gone through it.
在我们还没有过这个约旦河之前
Before you had gone through Before you had crossed Jordan
我们的神已经过了约旦河了
Our God has already crossed over before you
我们的神已经在我们前面了
Our God is ahead of us
我们还没有进入征战以前
And before we have gone into the battle
我们的神已经征战了
Our God has already fought the battle
不但他已经征战了
Not only he has fought the battle
他已经得胜了
He is already victorious
因此我们才能够跟在我们主的后面
And that's why we can follow him
我们借着我们的顺服
Through our obedience,
我们来收取这个得胜的战果就是了。
And we can receive the rewards of this battle.
生命记里面有一句话说
，Deuteronomy also tells
us, 他说在你们面前行的耶和华，你们的神
，And the God who walks before you,
必为你们征战。
He will fight for you.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
当我们顺服下来的时候。
When we yield before God,
神就替我们征战。
God will fight for us.
这个征战不是我们的。
This battle does not belong to us.
这个征战不需要我们来打的。
This battle does not need your effort.
这个征战不需要我花力气的。
This battle does not need you to fight.
这个征战需要我顺服。
This battle requires your obedience.
当我顺服下来的时候。
When you obey.
神就为我征战
God will fight for you
因为神已经在我的前面
Because he is already ahead of you
他已经过了约旦河
He has already crossed over Jordan
他在那里替我征战
He is fighting for you
把耶利哥的城倾倒
He has taken down the city of Jericho for you
因为我们的神如同烈火
Because our God is a consuming fire
我们感谢神
We thank God
只要我们顺服在他的面前
As long as we yield ourselves before him
我们就看见没有人能够在我们的面前站立得住
We will see that no man is able to stand before you
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
谁常常挡我们的路
Who is the one that often block our ways
在我们这个属灵的这个经历的里面
In our spiritual experiences
在我们跟随主的过程
In the process that we are following God
是谁常常挡我们的路
Who is the one that often blocks our way
是谁像耶利哥一样挡在我们的面前
Who is like the city of Jericho that blocks our way
是谁不让我们往前
Who is the one that prevents us from moving forward
这个人就是我们的自己
This person is ourself
我们的自己就是一个耶利哥
Ourself is the city of Jericho.
我们的自己就是那最坚固的营垒。
Our city is that most fortified city.
我们不肯顺服的原因，就是因为我们的自己。
The reason we're unable to yield to God is because of ourselves.
我们自己就是那最坚固的耶利哥城。
Ourself is that most fortified city of Jericho.
什么是这个耶利哥呢？
What is Jericho?
耶利哥就是我们里面的骄傲。
Jericho is the pride within us.
我们里面都有一个骄傲。
We all have this pride in us.
因此当我们的妻子来批评我们的时候。
So when our wife criticizes us,
我们里面受不了。
We cannot bear it.
因为我里面有一个骄傲。
Because we have a pride.
这个骄傲是我们的耶利哥城。
And this pride is our Jericho.
我们里面有一个不信。
We have this unbelieving heart.
我们不相信神会让这个耶利哥倒下来。
We don't believe that God will cause the city of Jericho to fall down.
我们不相信我脚掌所踏的地就会赐给我。
We don't believe that the place where the soles of our foot place.
这个不信就像耶利哥城一样。
And this belief becomes a city of Jericho.
挡在我们的前面。
Blocking our ways.
我们里面还有惧怕。
We also have fear.
就像当时以色列人一样。
Just like the Israelites.
所以神一再向约书亚说：“你当刚强壮胆，你不要惧怕。”
And that's why God continues to tell Joshua to be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid.
我们的惧怕就是耶利哥城。
Our fear is like the city of Jericho.
弟兄姊妹，在我们心里面有这样坚固的营垒。
Brothers and sisters, we have such fortified cities within us.
挡在我们的面前。
And blocking us.
让我们无法往前。
Causing us not able to move forward.
弟兄姊妹，我们要顺服在主的面前。
Brothers and sisters, we need to yield ourselves before God.
要谦卑在主的面前。
To humble ourselves before God.
让神来摧毁这个营垒。
Allow God to destroy the fortified cities.
让我们顺服的时候，耶和华要为我们征战。
As we yield, the God of our Lord will fight for us.
要把这个旧人钉在十字架上。
He will nail this old self upon the cross.
让我们经历到现在活着的不再是我。
That we may experience it is no longer I who live.
看见耶利哥就倒下来了。
Then we will behold the city of Jericho crumble before us.
这是第二个应许。
This is the second promise.
他说你平生的日子必无一人能在你面前站立得住。
No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life.
第三个。
Thirdly.
在约书亚记第一章第九节。
It is found in Joshua chapter 1 verse 9.
他说我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
这是最大的一个应许。
This is the greatest promise.
这个应许还要超过前面两个。
This promise surpasses the previous two.
这个应许说，无论我们往哪里去。
This promise tells us wherever you go.
无论我们落到什么样的一个环境。
Whatever circumstances you have fallen into.
有一件事情是肯定的。
There is one thing for sure.
就是耶和华必与我们同在。
That the Lord your God is with you.
有的时候神的确让我们经历一些艰难。
Sometimes God allowed us to experience difficulties.
甚至让我们经历到死荫的幽谷。
Even lead us to the valley of death.
但是神有一个他的一个目的在里面。
But God always has His purpose.
在但以理书里面。
In the book of Daniel.
但以理的三个朋友就遇到了这样的一个艰难。
And the three friends of Daniel has encountered such kind of difficulties.
也尼布甲尼撒造了一个大的金像。
Nebuchadnezzar has built a great idol.
然后说不俯伏敬拜的就要丢到那个烈火的窑中。
And he says those people who will not bow down and worship the idol will be thrown into the fiery furnace.
当音乐响起来的时候，凡是听到那个音乐的人都要向那个金像俯伏敬拜。
As the music plays, whoever heard the sound of the musicMust bow down and worship the idol.
如果不肯敬拜的话，
if you are unwilling to worship,
就要绑起来丢到烈火的窑中啊。
You'll be bound and thrown into the fiery furnace.
那天音乐响起来了。
That day the music sounded.
大家都俯伏敬拜。
Everyone bowed down to worship.
还有三个人没有拜。
There are three people who did not bow down to worship.
这就是但以理的三个朋友。
And these are the three friends of Daniel.
他们就被请到尼布甲尼撒的面前。
They were taken before King Nebuchadnezzar.
这三个人原来是尼布甲尼撒所喜爱的三个人。
And these are the three people that King Nebuchadnezzar likes.
所以尼布甲尼撒就问他们说。
And so the king asked them.
和你们是故意的吗？
Did you do this on purpose?
尼布甲尼撒希望听到他们说我们是不小心的。
Because he wanted to hear them to answer, says, we accidentally didn't do worship.
尼布甲尼撒要给他们一个机会。
King Nebuchadnezzar is giving them an opportunity.
那他就说那我们现在再奏一次音乐。
And he says, we will play the music again.
你们如果听到音乐的时候呢就匍匐下拜那这件事情就算了。
If you hear the music, and then you will bow down and worship, and then we will let this go.
如果你是那三个人其中的一个。
If you're one of the three.
你怎么样？
What will you do?
好，这个音乐又响起来了。
Now the music sounded again.
大家又匍匐敬拜。
Everybody bow down and worship.
这三个人还是站在那里。
These three still stand there.
这个尼布甲尼撒就气起来了。
And the king is now very angry.
因为他那个是他是世界的王。
Because he is the king of the world.
没有一个人能够不听他的。
No one would defy his orders.
这里我给这三个人一个最后的机会。
I give these three people their last chance.
他们公然的这样的反对我。
Yet they openly defy my orders.
他就非常的生气。
He was very angry.
他就说我要把你们丢在那个火。火窑的里面。
He says, I will throw you into the fiery furnace.
这三个朋友说你就是丢把我丢到火窑里面我也不拜你的金像。
And the three answers, even if this be so, then we will still not bow down to your idols.
哇这个尼布甲尼撒实在是气得不得了。
And now the king is furious.
他说你们把这个火要加大七倍。
And he commanded his servants, says, increase fire in the furnace seven times.
然后把这三个人绑起来丢进去。
And bind these three and throw them into the furnace.
这个火呢实在是大。
And the fire was indeed great in the furnace.
抬这三个人呢，丢到火窑里面的那三个抬的人都被烧死了。
And those people who carry the three men to throw them into the furnace, they all burned to death.
他们把这三个人抬起来，绑起来，丢到火窑里面。这三个这个抬的人都死掉了。
They lift up these three men that were bound and throw them into the furnace, and the three carriers also died.
然后就看到这三个人进了火窑的里面。
And then they saw these three men enter into the furnace.
然后这个尼布甲尼撒就来看。
King Nebuchadnezzar observed.
那尼布甲尼撒王就看到第四个人在中间。
And he saw a fourth man inside the furnace.
不但是这三个人在里面。
Not only the three men were in the furnace,
就看到了第四个人。
He saw a fourth man.
那第四个人是谁？
And who is that fourth man?
那第四个人就是耶和华与他们同在。
The fourth man is the Lord your God is with you.
就像诗篇所说的。
Just like the Psalms tells us.
他说万军之耶和华与我们同在，雅各的神是我们的避难所。
And he says, and the Lord God of hosts is with us.God is our refuge and strength.
弟兄姊妹，这是最大的一个应许。
Brothers and sisters, this is the greatest promise.
若是这三个人没有被丢到那个火窑里面，
If these three men were not thrown into the fiery furnace,
他们怎么能够经历到耶和华是火窑当中的避难所？
How can they experience the Lord their God is the refuge in the fiery furnace?
圣经上的这一句话怎么能够成为他们的实际
Then the word in the Bible, how can it become their reality?
神容许我们进到那样的一个火窑
God allows us to enter into such kind of furnace.
只有一个目的
For this one purpose.
就是要让我们知道他是我们在火窑中间的一个避难所
To show us that he is our refuge in the fiery furnace.
你在什么地方能够学到这件事
Where can you learn this lesson?
你能够在火窑的外面来经历这件事吗
Can you experience this lesson outside the furnace?
你有没有可能有一天经历到神是火窑中的避难所，而你从来没有进过火窑？
Is it possible for you to experience that God is the refuge, is our refuge in the furnace, yet you still remain outside the furnace?
这是一个极大的一个应许。
This is a tremendous promise.
因此当困难临到我们的时候，
And therefore, when you experience difficulties,
我们应该一无挂虑。
We need to be anxious for nothing.
我们把所有的事带到主的面前。
We bring everything before God.
我们记着祷告、祈求和感谢。
Through prayers and supplications with thanksgiving,
来交给神，
and to bring it before God.
我们知道神，会把那个平安赐给我们。
We know that God will give us that peace.
如果神把这个难处就移走了，
if God just removes the difficulties in our life,
我们就感谢神。
Then we thank Him.
如果神没有把这个难处移走，
if God did not remove the difficulties,
乃是神让我们经历。他是这个难处中间的避难所。
It is because he wants us to experience that he is our refuge in this difficulty.
我们的心里面仍然要有这个平安。
We still need to have this peace in our hearts.
当但以理这三个朋友从火窑里面出来的时候，
When these three men come out of the fiery furnace,
他们身上连那个被火烧的那个气味都没有。
They don't even have the smell of fire upon them.
这是神的恩典。
This is God's grace.
神应许我们与我们同在。
God promised to be with us.
弟兄姊妹，也许你说，那我的生活的经历里面，我不觉得神与我同在啊。
Brother and sister, then you will say, I don't feel that God is with me in my life.
虽然圣经里面这样说，神与我同在。
Even though the Bible tells us that God is with us.
那我在我的生活的经历的里面，我没有觉得神与我同在。
Yet in the experiences of my life, I do not feel that God is with me.
是不是神偏待我？
Is it because God is not God doesn't favor me?
神喜欢某些人。
And God is partial to others.
与他们同在。
God is with others.
神不喜欢我。
And yet he doesn't like me.
所以没有与我同在。
And that's why he's not with me.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
如果你不觉得神与我同在。
If you do not feel that God is with you.
如果我不觉得主与我同在。
If I do not feel that God is with me.
只有两个原因。
There's only two reasons.
第一个原因是我离开了主。
The first reason is I have left God.
我离开了这个迦南。
I have left the land of Canaan.
我往西边去，我掉到海里面去了。
I went to the west and have fallen into the ocean.
我往北、往东、往南去，我落在仇敌的手中。
I have gone to the north and the east or the south, and I have fallen into the hand of the enemies.
如果我们离开了主，
if we have left our Lord,
我们离开了迦南，
we have left the land of Canaan.
这个应许就不能成就了。
Then the promise is no longer good for you.
这个应许乃是给那些进入迦南的人。
The promise is only good for those people who enter into the land of Canaan.
乃是给那些住在迦南的人。
The promise is only good for those people who dwell in the land of
Canaan. 什么时候我们离开了迦南，我们就经历不到主的同在。
Whenever you leave this land, then you will not be able to experience God's presence.
还有第二个原因。
The second reason.
也许你在迦南。
Maybe you are in the land of Canaan.
但是你没有感觉神与你同在。
And yet you do not feel God's presence.
因为你是背向着神。
It's because you have turned your back to God.
因为神在你的背后。
God is behind you.
你怎么样能够感到神的同在？
How can you feel His presence?
你转身过来，转向神。
You just need to turn around and to face Him.
当你转向神的时候，神就在你的旁边。
When you turn around to face God, He is right next to you.
弟兄姊妹，我相信我们许多人都有这样的经历。
Brother and sister, I believe that many of us have that.
我们觉得神没有与我们同在。
We felt that God is not with us.
我们觉得神忘记了我们。
We felt that God has forgotten us.
但是当我们转向来，转向神的时候，
Yet when we turn around to face Him,
我们发现神就在那里。
We discover that He has been there all along.
我们的神永远要成就他的应许。
Our God will always fulfill His promise.
我们无论往哪里去，
No matter where we go,
耶和华必与我们同在。
The Lord your God will be with you.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank God.
把新的日子，新的一年又给我们。
That He has given us new days and a new year.
在新的年里面，我们有许多的机会。
In this new year, we have many opportunities.
我们要抓住这样的机会。
And we need to take hold of each of these opportunities.
主呼召我们。
God called out to us.
他要在我们的面前已经过了约旦河。
He has already crossed Jordan before us.
现在轮到我们来过这个约旦河。
Now it is your turn, our turn to cross Jordan.
我们过约旦河的时候
，As we crossed Jordan,
我们带着三个应许过去。
We will cross it with three promises.
如果没有这三个应许
，Without these promises,
有谁能够进入迦南呢
？Then who can enter into the land of Canaan?
第一个应许就是凡是我们脚掌所踏之地。都要赐给我们。
The first promise is every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I will give it to you.
在新的一年里面
，In this new year,
我们要跨出我们的脚步。
We need to take that step.
我们要走出去。
We need to walk out.
也许对于你来说，那一步是要早点来参加波饼聚会。
Maybe that step to you means you need to arrive the table meeting a little bit earlier.
也许也对你来讲，那个是要礼拜五来参加读经的。这个时间
Maybe that new step is for you to come and join the Friday night Bible studies.
也许对你来说是礼拜三与教会的弟兄姊妹一同祷告
Maybe that new step means that you need to come on Wednesday night to join the church prayer meetings.
也许那个布施起来多有一点侍奉
Maybe that new step means that you need to rise up and to take on more ministries.
不管是哪一步
No matter which step you take,
我们需要走出去。
We need to take that step.
我们要把脚掌要跨出去走那一步。
We need to we need to take that step and to place the sole of foot there.
那个地就会赐给我们。
Then the land is yours.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌常常攻击我们。
Brothers and sisters, our enemy often attacks us.
他告诉我们，我们是没有指望的。
He tells us that you are a hopeless case.
我们是不可能的。
That you are impossible.
你就是走了那一步也是不可能的。
Even if you take that step, it is still impossible.
弟兄姊妹，我们要从仇敌攻击的阴影里面走出来。
Brothers and sisters, we need to walk out from the shadow of the attacks of our enemy.
我们要站在神天父慈爱的光中。
We need to stand in the light of our beloved Father.
我们要拒绝仇敌的攻击。
We need to resist all the attacks of the enemies.
要用我们的脚来走出那一步。
And with our feet, we need to take that step.
当我们这样往前走的时候
，When we take that step forward,
我们的主在我们的前面。
Our Lord is before us.
他为我们征战。
He has fought for us.
我们只要在跟随我们的主。
All we need to do is to follow him.
他永远不撇下我们，也不丢弃我们。
He will never abandon us or leave us alone.
在我们面前没有一个人可以站立得住。
And before us, no man is able to stand.
包括我们的自己。
Including ourselves.
我们的自己已经拦住我们许多的年日。
Ourselves has blocked our own ways for many, many years.
但愿在新的年日的里面。
May this new year.
我们愿意跟着主而去。
Will be willing to follow the Lord.
看见我们这个老自己在我们的面前倒下来。
To see this old self crumble before our eyes.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
然后我们在跟随主的路上。
In the ways that we follow Him.
或许我们会遇到许多的难处。
Maybe we will encounter difficulties.
或许我们会经历死荫的幽谷。
Maybe we will go through the valley of shadow of death.
但是我们知道，无论我们往哪里去。
But we know that no matter where we go.
耶和华必与我们同在。
The Lord your God is with you.
弟兄姊妹，在新的年日开始的时候。
Brothers and sisters, in the beginning of this new days.
让我们起来答应主的呼召。
Rise up to answer to the calls of God.
过这个约旦河。
To cross over Jordan.
跟随我们的主。
To follow the Lord.
无论主带领我们去哪里。
No matter where the Lord leads you.
他应许我们必与我们同在。
He promised to be with us.
但愿主早晨来激励我们众人。
May the Lord encourage our hearts this morning.
回应他的呼召。
That we'll be able to answer His call.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise you and thank you.
因为你已经在我们的前面过了这个约旦河。
Because you have already crossed over Jordan before us.
你在我们的面前为我们征战。
You have fought the battles before us.
你已经得胜了。
You have already won the victory.
现在你呼召我们。
Now you called out to us.
也来过约旦河。
So that we may also cross over Jordan.
好让我们可以用我们的脚来跟随我们的主。
That with our feet we may follow our Lord.
哇，但愿在新的一年当中。
Lord, we pray that in this new year.
让我们所有的弟兄姊妹都起来行走。
That all the brothers and sisters may rise up to walk.
我们都过了这个约旦河。
That we may all cross over Jordan.
我们向着耶利哥而去。
That we can face and we can walk towards Jericho.
你应许我们这耶利哥城必然站立不住。
You have promised that this Jericho would not be able to stand.
让我们带着这样的心往前去。
With such kind of heart, Lord, cause us to move forward.
给我们众人一个顺服主的心。
Give us obedient hearts.
让我们来带着这个顺服的心往前。
And that we can move forward with such an obedient heart.
但愿你祝福这新的一年。
May you bless this new year.
从岁首到年终，你要看顾这块地。
From the beginning to the end of the years, you will watch over this land.
让我们不离开这一块地。
Causes not to depart from this land.
让在2009年，我们住在基督的里面。
That in this year 2009, we will dwell in Jesus Christ.
当我们软弱的时候。
When we are weak.
让我们想起主与我们同在。
Let us remember that the Lord is with us.
我们只要转向我们的主。
All we need to do is to turn to our God.
我们就看见我们的主在我们的身边。
We will see that our Lord is next to us.
我们感谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
给我们这么大的应许。
You have given us such great promises.
我们的心要敬拜你。
Our heart worships you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.